Hey guys, welcome back to the Rob Awesome Show. Today's show is going to be about the Carolina Panthers. As you can tell, it's a disappointing season this past season. Didn't make the playoffs. Started out, 6-2 and ended up being terrible. Here's a few things that I feel we should fix. Now, you know, here's my original belief. I feel the thing with Cam Newton, all the stats, you know, skill players, we have all that. But what Carolina Panthers need to focus on for the next 2 years is building up the offensive line. I say that because look at the Dallas Cowboys. You got Dak Prescott, who's okay. You got Ezekiel Elliott, who's pretty much a bona fide superstar in some aspects. But I say all that to say this. The offensive line, your whole entire offense starts at the offensive line. It doesn't matter if you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame skill player. The skill players cannot do anything without that offensive line. Okay? I mean, you can, like I said, you have the greatest player of all time. If you don't have an offensive line to guard or protect anything, nothing's going to happen. Your offense is going to stall out. Your playmakers can't get the ball around. It's going to be a sad time. But it is what it is. Like I was saying, the Carolina Panthers, they really should use the Dallas Cowboys as a blueprint, kind of. I mean, you know, but look at Jerry Jones did. He built up, he started drafting offensive linemen. You know, eventually now, you know, there's a reason why the offensive line in Dallas is so well. I mean, there's a reason why you have certain skill players like DeMarco Murray, who rushed for, you know, 2,000 yards in one season. You know, that's a feat you don't find. But as soon as he left, what happened? He went to crap. Because why? It was his offensive line. Let's see here. He's built offensive line. With a good offensive line, all running backs are going to feast. There's a reason while the running backs, you know, have a 2,000-yard rush in the season, you know, with that. The thing with the Cowboys is that they just suffer from incompetent coaching. But I say all that to say this. Carolina Panthers, be prepared to let Cam Newton sit this season. I know he just had offseason surgery. He's supposed to be back at OTAs, which is about August. But, you guys, come on. We don't have any kind of playmakers or anything like that. The best thing is to go ahead, sit out this year. Go ahead, this year's draft, go ahead, draft the best offensive lineman you can find. Pick him up. And be done with it. Keep drafting. Offensive line. Once you get about, probably about your first two offensive linemen, then you're going to start looking at, you know, shopping receivers. I say that to say this. Don't, please, once again, I'll say this repeatedly, stop trying to build playmakers through the draft. Okay? It's not going to happen. Carolina Panthers, you're going to bust open the paperwork. Bust open the pocketbooks here. And go get a playmaker. It's simple as that. Cam Newton, you're pretty much wasting all of Cam Newton's prime years. I mean, come on. The dude was drafted in 2011. He'll be 30 this year. You know, you're getting old. You're pretty much wasted his prime years here. I pretty much said all to say that. It's a quick little, my little tidbits. Tell me all what you think. I'm open up to any feedback. But yeah, that's all I have so far. Tune in next week, guys. Thank you.